Revan closed his eyes and concentrated, summoning the image that had haunted him for so many nights. He tried to associate the vision with the name, but somehow he knew it didn't fit. No, the planet in my dreams isn't Nathema.
You sure?
I can't really be sure of anything, Revan confessed. But it just doesn't feel right. I think we went there after Nathema.
And when you returned, you tried to conquer the Republic. Just like Mandalore.
Revan shook his head. It's not the same. Mandalore was a warrior, and he had no loyalty to the Republic. Convincing him to attack was more persuasion than domination. The Sith was only telling him what he wanted to hear. He was playing off Mandalore's own hidden desires. But Malak and I were Jedi. It would take more than some persuasive words and a subtle push from the Force to turn us to the dark side. Something else happened to us out there. We found something that changed us.
You don't think going to Nathema again is a little risky?
Candorous asked. I have to, Revan answered. It's the only way I'll find out what happened.
What if the same thing happens again?
I'll be more careful this time. My guard will be up.
Do you think that's gonna make a difference?
I hope so.
So when do we leave?
You're not coming. Revan said. You have to stay here with your people. He held up his hand to cut off any protests. Vila was right about one thing. You should be the leader of the Mandalorians. The mask is there, just waiting for you to claim it.
You need my help, Candorous insisted. I turned my back on Vila when she needed me. I'm not going to make the same mistake with you.
That's why you have to stay. Revan told him. The Mandalorians were tricked into a war that nearly destroyed them. I don't know who the Sith was or what he was after, but he knew you couldn't win. He knew a war against the Republic would leave the Mandalorians devastated.
If the Sith are planning another invasion of the Republic, they'd have to come through Mandalorian space first,
Candorous muttered.
Maybe they were trying to get us out of the way.
Maybe. Or maybe they wanted to twist your culture and beliefs in the hope you'd join them. Many of the Mandalorians are bitter and hungry for revenge. Without a new Mandalore, how hard would it be for someone to manipulate them into going to war again? Revan frowned. Your people have lost their way, Candorous. You need to help them find it again. The fate of the galaxy could depend on it. Candorous stared at Revan. And then down at the mask in his hands. He stood stock still for a moment. Then, slowly, he raised the mask and slipped it over his head.
Mandalore has returned, he declared. I am Mandalore the Preserver, and I will restore the honor and glory of my people.
T3M4 greeted Revan's return to the Ebon Hawk with a shrill stream of beeps and whistles. The astromech was spinning in place so rapidly that Revan feared he might burn out a circuit.
Settle down, little fella, he said, reaching out to pat the droid. I'm glad to see you too.
T3 stopped spinning and responded with an inquisitive chirp.
Candorous is staying here, Revan explained. These are his people. This is where he belongs.
T3 beeped twice.
No, we're not going home yet, Revan said, settling into the pilot's chair and punching in their hyperspace coordinates. We're headed into the unknown regions, to a planet called Nathema.